This is Data Citizens Dialogues, your guide to bringing trust to your data, decisions, and all things AI. For Calibra, I'm Thomas Brents. Hey, welcome back to Data Citizens Dialogues. Thomas Brents here with Calibra. Just a few weeks ago, I was in New York for our Data Citizens on the Road event. Side note, if you haven't been to one of our events, join us. Anyway, I had the privilege of sitting down with Stephanie Archer at the event. Stephanie works at Amica and was an absolute delight to interview. Let's listen into that conversation.
My name is Stephanie Archer. I'm our Senior Data Governance Manager at Amica. It's one of the Northeast's largest personal lines insurance carriers. So they do auto, home, life insurance. I've been in the insurance industry for a little over 23 years, really focused in the last half of my career on data governance and data privacy.
Now, we always hear this term, AI-ready data. What does that mean? What does that mean at Amica? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think everybody hears that term right now. They have a manager, goes to a conference, comes back and says, is our data AI ready? And you're like, what does that actually mean? For us, it really means, is the data in a place where it's good quality? Folks know where to find it. They know who the owner is if they have questions. It's easily accessible. They can use it to make insights and to really generate business value and really just understanding how they can use that data to make day-to-day information.
So when you have this AI-ready data, what does it support? What are they doing it with? What does it fuel in your organization?
Yeah, I think a lot of times folks will think, oh, we're just going to use it for AI. But really, once you have data in that form, you can use it for so much more. We're really going to use it for things like making sure that we're reporting out correctly, whether it's our finances or to the board. As any company does, we have our strategic initiatives, and we want to make sure that we're able to make the best insights that we can to continue to drive our business forward. And then, of course, we're going to use it to create new models and really think about how can we not just help our business, but also improve the customer experience.
Now, every data governance journey, just like a great story, has a beginning. What was that kind of first use case at Amica? Where did you guys begin?
Yeah, we've had a very interesting journey. I would love to say that we had an amazing data governance framework in place before we started working with Calibra, but really we were kind of doing the two in tandem, which I think a lot of companies might be doing. So really our first use case was, how do we improve our conversion? I think any company that's selling anything, they're always looking, how do we sell more? How do we sell the right products to the right customer? So really what we started to think about was our number one pain point was that people weren't speaking the same language. And using Calibra, we were able to really identify, how do we define certain KPIs? How do we calculate those KPIs? And where do we house that information in a way so folks can truly understand and all be saying the same thing?
Let's talk about maybe some of the benefits that came from that. As you're solving the challenge, you're getting everybody onto the same page, you're focusing on conversion. What are some of the benefits? What are some of the things that the team was able to solve with it?
Yeah, I think for us specifically, we were able to really look at what were we reporting? Are people speaking that same language? They could go into the board and one group could report something one day, and the next day a different group could go and report to the board and they're not giving a different answer. I think that really allows us to trust in the data that's being delivered. And at the same time, if you don't truly understand where you're starting from, you really don't know if you're making improvements. You all have to have the same baseline.
That's excellent. I know when we get started on data governance efforts, especially, always looking for those early wins, right? Just something to kind of prove that this is where we should go, right? This is what we should be doing. Let's talk about some of those early wins. What did you find at Amica?
Yeah, some of our early wins have really been around, again, that alignment. Folks have been really, really great about saying, we need to identify our critical data elements. We really need to, again, gain that alignment on them. I think it's also been really important for folks to see the early wins that we've had, because then it's caused other groups to say, hey, wait, I want to play in this space too. So they come to us and they say, I'm working on this strategic initiative. What do I need to give you? How can you help me? And then also it's really helped folks understand to include us from the start. So as we're building things like data warehouses or different central repositories, folks have come to us and said, you know, how can we use Calibra? I think sometimes it's very interesting when you're very early on with a data cataloging tool, folks really want you to be 6-7 months ahead of where you are. They're just so excited. But I think it's just gotten a lot of excitement from them, which has been great.
Yeah, we know the next hill to climb though is usually adoption,
yes.
Right? That's where we, you know, the rubber really meets the road. Let's talk a little bit about adoption. Maybe pull on your past experiences, what do you know that's ahead and how do you plan to overcome that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the biggest piece that I've learned in my career in data governance and even like in the data privacy space has been around, you really have to have an amazing plan for change management. If you don't go in and recognize that this is going to be a change for folks and that you're really asking them to do something different, folks aren't going to accept the change. You also have to have that leadership buy-in early on because you really are asking for the business to provide you some of that support, whether it's their data stewards or their data owners, especially when you have a decentralized team like myself. We only have 3 employees on our data governance team, so we're really relying on the business. So I think just getting it out there, getting folks excited, you just really have to have that good change management plan, including communication and why it's important to them. You know, we can tell all day long the stick of privacy and why it's important to have good data. Yeah. But I think you really have to find out what the value is for the individual users.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially when you only have 3 folks, right? You're kind of relying on the rest of the data citizens to help you scale. Let's talk a little bit about that change management side of it. What are some of the strategies that you use? Because you're right, it is a real change in the way that they've thought about using or accessing or understanding or contributing to data. Let's talk a little bit about the change management approach.
I think for us, what's been so important and it's just been amazing to see is the data stewards. So we have an amazing group of data stewards who have been engaged from day one. We've literally engaged them from the start, right down to even creating our operating model within Calibra. They helped us create a domain taxonomy that will make sense for the business. So we're not doing anything to them, we're doing it with them. I think the other thing is really just understanding their pain points, what's not working for them, and just really using them as our little seeds back in the business to say, this is why this is important, this is the value we're gonna get out of it. So it's not just me standing there saying, this is why you should do data governance, guys, and why you should use Calibra. We've really just got an amazing group of folks who are in the weeds every day championing our case.
That's awesome. What's maybe the key component to adoption? And what's sort of the driver there?
Yeah, I think for us, what's really going to push the adoption forward for us is Calibra's data products. So I think when I think about all of the different strategic initiatives that Amica has right now, having a good data set already curated for folks so they don't have to figure out, oh, these are the 6 different data elements that are in this report. They can find it all in one place. I think that's what's going to be really important and impactful for them.
That's awesome. What do you think might be the biggest challenge in that road ahead when it comes to data products?
I think for us, it's really going to be, do we have the capacity to continue to build out those data products and just making sure that we can keep up with the demand?
One question we always love to ask, and especially as we sort of wind down the podcast, what's that one piece of advice? If there's somebody else that's listening or watching today that's, you know, maybe getting ready to walk in your shoes, what's that piece of advice that you'd offer to our listeners?
Yeah, I would say, if you're just starting out with a data governance tool, learn as much as you can. If you hopefully pick Calibra, then there's amazing resources. You know, my whole team has done many, many hours of Calibra University training. We attend as many of the master classes as we can find. There's just so many helpful resources. So I think for us, it's just been about like reading as much as we can, hands-on experience, really using the resources that are available, and then like tapping into your network and asking for advice as often as you can. So that's in. I would say that, and then making sure that you're building those connections within the business. So again, they're really driving the work. You're just supporting them.
That's awesome. Yeah, leverage the community, and you're a part of that community.
I am.
I just want to thank you for being a part of our Data Citizens community, being with us here, and thanks for joining us at Data Citizens on the Road.
Thanks for having me.
All right, for me, that was very fun. Stephanie may be one of my all-time favorite interviews. Here are my three big takeaways from our podcast with Amika that really stood out to me. First, AI-ready data is fundamentally about trust and accessibility. At Amika, the term AI-ready data translates directly into ensuring data has good quality, is easily accessible for making business insights, and is fully governed, meaning folks know where to find it and who the owner is. This foundation of trusted data supports everything from strategic reporting and board presentations to creating new AI models and improving the customer experience. Second, early wins are driven by business alignment on language and KPIs. Amika's initial data governance use case focused on improving conversion by solving the number one pain point: people not speaking the same language. By using a data catalog to define, calculate, and centralize KPIs like conversion, they established a trusted baseline that ensures different groups are reporting the same results to the board and are able to measure true improvement. Lastly, adoption is a change management strategy, not a technical rollout. With a small decentralized team, Amika's success relies on strong change management and leadership buy-in. The key is the Data Steward Network, who are engaged from day one to help create the operating model and domain taxonomy, effectively making the process something done with the business, not to the business. The future driver for enterprise adoption is the rollout of curated data products, which provide business users with prepackaged data sets to speed up strategic initiatives. Team, I hope you'll join me at our next Data Citizens on the Road event. Likewise, I hope you'll continue listening and supporting our podcast here. And for Calibra, this is Data Citizens Dialogues, and I'm Thomas Sprentz. Thanks for listening. Want even more insight into managing your data? Visit calibra.com/podcast for additional resources on the topics covered in our show. Be sure to follow us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Enjoy what we have to share? How about a 5-star review? At Calibra, we absolutely appreciate your support. Data Citizens Dialogues is a production of Calibra in collaboration with Stories Bureau.